All right, sorry, I came late. I just started my first day with the kids. You can hear my voice. So,
okay,
kaparata or not, Baruch Hashem, the Rosh Hashanah is good, b'zionet. But Baruch Hashem, so I apologize for coming late. Okay, so we are learning. We learned this whole time about the Rabbi Abahu, the Takono. So, I do have a question. We know that it's very important. We are machmir, the Bnei Torah, the Yeshivot. We machmir all the Shitot, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says that if a machmir always should be machmir for himself, like to others, we're not allowed to tell a chumbra just for saying the halacha. Oh, yes, you halacha. You say a chumbra. It's not the right way. It doesn't marich the life. But in the other hand, so how we talk to the people to you have to also keep the chumrot. So in the Musar aspect, you can talk to them about that. So the whole Rabbi Abahu's takono, according to the Rambam, is just, since there is a safek, you know where the Truah is. So okay, Rabbi Abahu tried to keep all the options, so in order that we fulfill the mitzvot, we do the mitzvah of the shofar properly. So that's something that is Doraita. In a Doraita, you will hear that, like a Sfeka Doraita Lechumra, you have to be Machmir, so you have to keep all the options. So now what about Mitzvot Rabbanan? Do we have also to be like that, like so picky with that? Oh, all the chumrot here and there. That's something that you might think, the Rabbanan lehakel, you be mekel. But you will see something very interesting in the Tosfot. In the Tosfot here in our Gemara that we learn, Tosfot says he doesn't understand the minhag of doing tashrat, tarat tashat in the chazarat tashat. He doesn't understand. If it's a safek d'oraita, you have to blow all of them on each bracha. So the Tosfot says, I think I have an answer for our minhag, that minhag. So he says over there that he says like this. Maybe we hold like the man de Omar that is midoraita. Only one of the truths is the Torah. We skip that part, but in the Gemara it brings down an opinion that says one is doraita and two are midoraita of frim. So the Rambam, the Tosfot wants to say, our minhag maybe is built on that opinion that only one Truah is midoraita. One Truah is midoraita. So since we blow by Shiva in the Tekiot Shel Shiva, so he says like this. So the Samochan midoraita Torah Ushtam midoraita Sofrim. Kevan she'asu b'Shiva kol ha'sfekot shel Torah v'shel Sofrim lo chashu lachzor v'la'asot v'shat tefila el ha'sfeka doraita. So since we already we hold maybe the minhag, that minhag was we hold one Truah is doraita, so one Truah you just need to do tashrat tarat tashat and you yotze chovah of the safek doraita, and anyways we do tashrat tashrat tashat tarat 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 tashat 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 all this and the yeshiva ones. So there that also says we feel already all this fekot doraita the rabbanan, we already fulfilled them, the sofrim and the doraita. We already fulfilled them, so that's why in the Chazarat Hashatz, not to make it longer, they were a machmir to do also in the Rabbanan, the two other truot. We then were so in to do the chumrot just to keep that safek. But you see, a interesting in the yeshiva, in the ones that the miyoshev, the tikiyot miyoshev, we did fulfill the sfek ad Rabbanan, the chumra, because we did tashrat tarat three times. So according to the Torah, one time is already from the Doraita. You already fulfilled that chumra also in Adoraita. So why not Rabbanan to go also to do also? So you see that it's also an inyan to be machmir in a divrei sofrim, in a thing that is going to be the Rabbanan. It's also an inyan to also keep all the shittos in that aspect. Only in the chazarat, because it's already like a shatat tefillah, or maybe because it's long, so they weren't so machmir to do it. But you see that the Tosfot brings down that even in a divrei sofrim, there is an inyan to do a chumra and keep all the sfekot and do it for that opinion. So now, you will ask, okay, very nice, that's a good raya. It's a beferush bet Yosef. It's a bet Yosef in Arachot Etilat Yeraim. It's also a beferush halocho. He writes over there, in Etilat Yeraim, it's a machloket, if you do it till here, kol haperek, yeah, it's like a, It's a whole machloket, since till when, which part of the hand you have to do the netilat yadayim. So after he brings all the shitot over here, he says, ובאמת, he brings all the shitot, from where you can do it, באמת שכן ראוי לנהוג, to those נטילת ידיים from here, שכן ראוי לנהוג, כיוון דלאב מילתא טריחא היא, it's not something that is going to be a big tircha. What's the difference if you add from here the water or from here? It's not going to bother you to do it. It's not going to be a problem to do such a... What's the problem if you start from here, do it from here, and you keep all the shitot. So that's the way you should be noheg. כיוון דלאב מילתא טריחא היא, Anna, like a mile on a fit nafshin miplukta. Why not to get out from any safek in the machloket of the halacha? In netilat yadayim, we all know it's only the rabbanan. So you see that there is an inyan, a person as a choice that he has is an inyan to get away from every safek in any chumra, in any opinion in a mitzvah rabbanan. You cannot tell the guy you have to do it, but a person to himself, he can think like, listen, why not to get it? If it's something easy to do, why not to do it? If it's something hard, you can hear, okay, be mekel. But if it's something easy to do, so, and the devesiosa continue, ve'nachon le'aknot, and it's important when a person do this chumbrot, to make a t'nai, ve'lomar she'enu mekavel alav davar ze betorat chova, that he's not doing this because it's a chova to do it, otherwise it's going to be a nether, ela betorat reshut, you do it, you know, Rashut, bli neder, I'm going to try to keep this opinion also. Let's say a person is going to be in a situation that he doesn't have enough water for all the hand and all does this chumrot. So that way you are not breaking any neder, anything that you're going to do. You don't have to be machmir. In every chumrah that a person, Shadam rotze leachmir al atzmo, he should be the tnai. And do it bli neder. I'm going to keep this bli neder. That's a very important way of seeing. So it's true. In halacha, when person come to us, you cannot tell them the chumrah, but you are entitled to teach the person that the chazal, what they want from us, is taka also to keep that opinion, to try to keep it. And much more when it's something easy to do. If it's something hard, okay, you hear, you have to be shocked at that. So there is a Pele Yoetz. The Pele Yoetz says, a beautiful mashal for that. I don't know if I'm going to find it in this edition. But the Pele Yoetz brings a mashal like this. Let's say there is a guy, Lo Aleinu, he's sick, and he has to take a medicine. And there is medicine A and medicine B, and there is a machloket in the rofim. What the machloket is? Medicine A, the medicine number A, number one, 99 of the doctors says it's a good medicine for that sickness, take it. One doctor says, listen, could cause the guy to die. One doctor. Then you have medicine B, where all the doctors, miraculously, they all agree that it's good and doesn't cause any side effect. So he said, the guy, he have now the two choice, medicine A, 99, Roy, you have, logically, you are fine, you're not going to have any problem. But, you know, the other one is 100% clean from any other side effect. So who's going to take the number one? But that you're going to go and take the number two. Because that's something like so the same thing in the halacha he brings down. You have poskim, they say yes, no, okay. So you have the rov, you have the majority of the halacha. But there is an inyan, you know, if a person wants to be mehader in the mitzvot, you know, to try keep that also opinion, and that's what the kollel is all busy to do, the tekiat shofar, to keep all the opinions, because that's what the Torah wants from us. And I want to tell you a story, only just, when I came here to America, you have to apply for all the green card things. So I apply, I fill all the papers, you send them, and then after months you get a letter, you have to come to a date, come here, bring your whatever, you come to the paper. So I didn't remember, I have two nationalities already, I'm Spain and Venezuelan. So I didn't remember which one I wrote down in the paper. So I didn't know what to do. I called the lawyer and he said, let me see if I find the papers, but he was moving office. So he didn't could find my papers to see which one. So he said, you know what, take everything you have, you know, go there to the interview and it's going to be fine, you know. Yeah. Anyway, at the end I went with all my papers, even my birth certificate from Spain, from Venezuela, all the papers. They didn't ask me anything, only my driver's license. With that I was fine. But, you know, in case, you know, I didn't take the risk. I wanted to stay in this country. My family is here, so in this country, I didn't take the risk. And he took everything with me, just in case, you know. So I said to myself, a kal vachomer. This is for living in this country, which is Olam Hazeh. So Olam Haba, everyone wants to live over there. So who's going to take a risk and get himself in Nagat? Maybe they're going to attend him? So try to do the mitzvot. So that's something that we can teach the people as a proper way. This is a Gemara Mefureshet, Maseches Brachot, when Rav Sheshet, he was going with Rav Huna, I think, on the Derech. He's a machloket if you have to stand up or not for the Tefilat HaDerech. So Rav Sheshet was holding, you don't need to. And his friend that was going with him, he hold like, yes. So his friend stopped to say Tefilat HaDerech. So Rav Sheshet said, you know what? He told his Talmidim, pick me up. I want to also say the Tefilat HaDerech Be'amidah. Why? Miyo tov al tikre ra. Because if you can do the thing, it's not going to affect you. Anyways, you have to wait for the other friend. So go also do it. You know, also keep that opinion. What's the problem? Even if it's there a bonus, do a tnai and try to keep it. Why not? It's our Olam Haba. Bezrat Hashem, maybe that's a good chizuk for next year. That person feel that's the way the Bnei Torah we were raised. They want us to do excellence. Everything, try to keep as much as you can. It's important to do it because that shows love to Hashem. That shows that you're really careful. Even that opinion, you know, even though it's not halakha, but for yourself, not for others. And not to feel bad, guy, for that. It's very important also. Not to feel bad, oh, look, I'm a machmir, you know, I'm the guy. But to do it just because you love Hashem, and that's very important. And he's for next year, Bezrat Hashem.